Chapter 6. Doc McGee. A manager bids a bittersweet adieu to his incorrigible charges. It was a dark time in my life, and I was trying to do something about it. I was trying to do something for everybody, for the world, for the bands, and for myself. The Moscow Music Peace Festival wasn't like promoting a festival in Poughkeepsie or Woodstock. This was something completely new, and nobody got it. For the bands, it was all about them and who got what time slot and who got the biggest dressing room and how come someone got to shoot a firework off. By the time the show started, I was tired of hearing all the bitches bitch. Since Nikki's overdose, I knew that Motley and I had to split for one simple reason. I didn't like them. There was nothing I liked about them. I had to start dealing with my life and the bands in my life that were willing to let me help them. Motley never let me help. Instead, we just beat the shit out of each other. It had taken me a decade to get to that point with Motley Crue. From the moment I first saw them at the Santa Monica Civic Center and rode home in a merchandise truck that was completely empty because the guys had sold every single item, I knew they were beginning a career that could only go up. But I had no idea that as human beings, they were in such a complete downward spiral. I've managed Mink DeVille, James Brown, The Scorpions, Skid Row, Bon Jovi, and Kiss. I've been dragged through the deepest shit by all kinds of mentally ill people, but I have never been through what Motley Crue put me through. One day, Mick would try to jump out a window. "Why'd you do that?" I would ask. "I don't know." The next day, Nikki would punch some guy in a suit off a bar stool. "Why'd you do that?" "I don't know." The next day, Tommy, the happiest kid in the second grade, would knock me on my ass. "Why'd you do that?" "I don't know." Every day was like that. It was a constant. We were thrown out of hotels in every city. That's the difference between chicken shit and chicken salad. They weren't like Poison who raised hell because they thought that was what rock stars should be doing. Motley Crue did stupid things because they were Motley Crue. There was no reason for anything, just a motley reason. They didn't even have to try. Their life was the rock and roll life. That band was poised to be the Zeppelin of its era, but they could never get it together. Even today, I still believe that they could come out roaring again with something that's new and meaningful and true to where they are at in their lives. But if they do accomplish that, it's not going to be with me. I've already spent 10 years of my life apologizing for that band. As their manager, that's all I really did, apologize. For years afterward, I'd walk into a hotel lobby and the receptionist would call to me, "Mr. McGee," and I'd run up and drop to my knees and say, "Oh, Jesus, I'm really sorry." They'd look at me funny and say, "No, nothing's wrong. You have a telephone call." And I'd breathe a sigh of relief and thank the good Lord above that I wasn't managing Motley Crue anymore.